The post-match interview.
Heath Buck is downstairs, fifth quarter signature homes and City to Surf Solar. And he is with Sava Radigalia.
Certainly, King. You can't wipe the smile off his face, the big fella, mate. What a win, eh? Prelim final next week.
Yeah, so good, mate. It was a tough week last week, and I guess this week was just about what mattered inside, in the door. It was good to get the win today and move on to next week, so we're really looking forward to it.
Did you feel the pressure during the week? I mean, you said it was a tough week. What was it like personally and as a team? I mean, yeah, obviously that first 10 minutes tonight was really important. Obviously, didn't do that last week. Tell us a little bit about your preparation for this week.
Yeah, obviously the pressure was there, but we got told by the coaches just to keep all that noise outside, and it only mattered what the words from the boys inside the doors were. So, we made it simple, and we just wanted to go out there and do what we do best. So, we're very happy at the moment.
Sav Kingy up in the K-Rock box, along with Chuck Berry, Benny Cass, Darren Buick, Lee Brown. You've never kicked three in a game before in an AFL match, and you've done it tonight. Good time to do it.
Yeah, there you go. I'll take that, mate. About time I start kicking straight. So, it was good, mate. Loved it.
You were able to get a run at the footy, Asava, which I suppose is where you build your game around. When you can get a run at the footy and either be able to attack the ball and take marks or create the spillage, that's when Geelong's playing its best footy.
Yeah, I did a lot of work during the week, and I went through a lot of vision, and I did get locked down a lot against Collingwood, and I guess they did have the upper hand on me. So coming into this weekend was to just keep moving and make sure I got a jump of the ball every time the ball came into the 50. So, as long as I was doing that, the boys are happy.
Asava, Darren Berry upstairs, congratulations, mate. I thought you played excellent tonight, not just the three goals, but your marking and you're bringing the ball to ground, and your work rate was great. And we're ecstatic up here that we'll be calling a preliminary final, and all Cat fans, I'm sure, are feeling the same. A move tonight that caught us unawares, obviously you guys would have known all about it. Mark Blitzarves to start on the wing. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, it was very different. I had a chat to him before the game, and he told me he was starting the wing, so I was very confused. But once he starts kicking straight, we'll love him on the wing. So hopefully those next times he can kick him straight through.
So there's been a lot said last week about the Reece Stanley. We don't really want to go over that old ground tonight. I mean, he's up against one of the premier ruckmen in Natanui, and Hickey did all right. But Stanley worked hard all night. You had a bit of a shot in the ruck. I mean, do you believe now going towards Richmond that that'll be the combo, Stanley, with a bit of yourself in the ruck?
Yeah, 100%. I thought he was very unlucky to miss out. And I definitely needed him last weekend to play. So,
yep.
This week helped out so much. And he just gave me a chance to play forward and not get too confused with my positionings as well. So, as long as I'm helping him out as well, we're both happy. So, yeah.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. We're speaking with Asava Radigalia. Here's Darren Buick.
Well played, Big Fella, and good luck next week. You get to play with some really good players there and some champion players of the game, but your captain just stood out tonight, and his intent from the start was obvious. Can you tell that in the build-up, what he's like? Is he different when it's a big game, or is it different when he knows he's got to stand up and then be able to go out and perform that?
Yeah, it's crazy during the week. I mean, he doesn't really show much during the week, but he will have his input here and there, and telling the boys what to do and just getting to the boys. But, his performance today was awesome. I mean, and every time we saw him get the ball, we all just, we just all got up and about. And we love having him, and he's just a champion, mate.
And at three-quarter time, the coach got you in. He kept you late longer than what the West Coast mob were there. What was his last words before he went out? He seemed very animated.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, it was just starting again. It was just squeezing the contest and wanting the ball more than they did. I mean, we just needed to go back to our footy and contest the footy and squeeze the contest and get the ball forward. So, we were just so hungry for the footy going. Third quarter, so mate, we're very happy.
Asava, obviously the ball movement, you know, last week it wasn't there, and probably credit to Collingwood in some regards. But today, you know, you and Tommy, you got enough chances with just basically sort of one on one or maybe a pack of three, but you didn't have the seven or eight to contest against like you did last week.
Yeah, that's right. We knew they had powerful players with McGovern and Nick Nat holding down the line, so we definitely wanted to take it off the line and I guess, not make them sit back and read the play. So as long as our forwards are moving, yeah, we're very happy. And, I mean, the boys moving the ball well today too.
What does the weekend hold, Asava?
A lot of recovery. I have my family down this weekend, so I'll spend a bit of time with them tomorrow and, yeah, do a bit of shopping with my little sister. So it'll be, yeah, very cruisy.
You're pinching yourself that your 28th game of footy is going to be a preliminary final?
Yes, mate. I mean, I'm pinching myself that I'm playing finals footy, mate. I'm very grateful to be in the position I am. So, I mean, hopefully you get the win next week.
You're doing a wonderful job of it, young man. We've been impressed with the way you've bounced back. Obviously, it was a tough 2018 for you, but 2019 has shone brightly and may continue to shine bright for at least another fortnight. Well done. We're wrapped for you, and we look forward to seeing you next Friday night.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Asava Radigalia joining us there from down in the victorious Geelong Rooms. Just his 27th game tonight. He'd only kicked 19 goals coming in. He'd never kicked three in a game, but what a stage to do it on.
We say the large Radigalia, no anchovies. I reckon he was the large Radigalia with the lot tonight. He took marks, he kicked goals, he worked hard, he did some ruck work.
The post-match interview.